Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Jackie Perry, your host for NABWIC's Blog Talk Radio. I want to welcome everybody back from a wonderful Christmas holiday, and I trust that it was really, really blessed for everyone, for their families and their friends. And we're approaching the new year, and so we're getting back into the thick of things, business as usual, so to say. Again, my name is Jackie Perry. I'll be your host for today. I am the CEO of J. Perry & Associates, and I'm also the marketing chair for the NABWIC organization. So today we've got a very thrilling show. We've got a unique guest with us. Today our guest is Monique, otherwise known as Nikki Terry, with Wealth Watchers. Now, Nikki is, I say she's unique because Nikki is what you might refer to as one of those serial entrepreneurs. She's always got a bright idea. She's always got a lot of creativity going on there. But she is an entrepreneur. She's an author. She's a radio and TV talk show host herself, as well as an experienced mortgage professional with expertise in lending, compliance, foreclosure, loss mitigation, risk analysis, portfolio management, career development, capacity planning, property preservation, you name it. But she's very goal-oriented and driven to succeed. With over 15 years or more, in the public and private housing sector, she serves in numerous leadership capacities while developing, facilitating, and implementing groundbreaking programs in the affordable housing market. And we thought it was such a neat idea to have Nikki on with us today, especially as black women in construction and the related trades, just to hear, again, number one, about her fabulous journey along the entrepreneurial path, and also to hear again, some of the programs and some of the unique things that are occurring in the housing market, particularly when it comes to foreclosure. So, if you have questions out there, once again, please do raise your hand and join us. But let me just bring on, for your listening pleasure, Miss Monique Nikki Terry. Good morning, Nikki. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Jackie, and what a pleasure it is to be with you this morning.
Well, we are very, very excited. Again, we're approaching a new year, and we are just looking forward to having so many things, again, in our toolbox that will help us with the upcoming year as we pursue our various businesses and our various careers, particularly in the construction industry. So we've got 30 minutes for the show, and it usually goes by pretty fast. So I'm going to jump in here right away. Many of our listeners might be interested in knowing, Nikki, what was your first business idea, and what did you do with it?
Oh, gosh, Jackie, now we're going to turn back the hands of time. So
I know, it goes back a little bit, doesn't it?
I heard in the bio I'm a serial entrepreneur, so let's see. I think my very first cash flowing business idea would have been back in the late 80s with Porter's Art Creations and Design. And it was developed solely out of a need to save money and my own personal desire to have better access to African-American art and furnishing. I had just bought my first home, and I said, surely other people want this also. And I wanted to have access to wholesale items versus retail. You know, many people think starting your own businesses, when you start, it's a mysterious process. You know, they know they want to start a business, but they don't know the first step to take. And mine was just really just out of idea to, I wanted to save money.
Yeah, and that's how those usually those first ideas kind of get started. It's usually driven from some need that we have, or the fact that we really feel like we can do it better. And in this case, it sounds like it was both of those. I thought it was really important. I wanted our listeners just to kind of hear, and I wanted to hear what your first business idea was. And as I mentioned to our listening audience, Nikki is someone who's always coming up with these creative business ideas. And the great thing about it is that the ones that she usually takes to implement are generally very, very successful. So, and I wish we had time to talk a lot about those. But tell us, Nikki, we're going to fast forward a little bit. Tell us about what you do currently and a little bit about the journey that led you there.
Well, currently I am the Vice President of Home Ownership Initiatives and Lending for Wealth Watchers Incorporated. And in that capacity, I'm responsible for home buyer counseling, home buyer education, foreclosure prevention counseling, and financial education. My position makes me responsible for the delivery of what I consider superior services and client management, including our organizational system. I work with our financial partners, lenders, builders, realtors, to expedite and track client progress through the home purchase and closing process. And I've been in that capacity now for about 7 years, from the onset almost of Wealth Watchers when it was conceived. And we continue at Wealth Watchers to strive to develop and implement new and or expanded single-family home ownership preservation programs regularly.
Okay. Now, before you actually entered this role with Wealth Watchers, I think you sort of morphed into it. You started a mortgage lending company, I think, some years ago. Tell us just a little bit about that and how, again, these linkages occur now with the Wealth Watchers organization.
Well, I started in late 1999 while on a medical leave, believe it or not, idle, recovering from surgery, getting idle from my job, which was working for the airline industry. And while I was doing that, I had time on my hands to just explore some possibilities of working from home. And while I was in my exploration period, one of my friends suggested, why not the mortgage industry? Because the height of the housing market had began in the mid-90s. Interest rates were good. There were massive products out there. And I said, well, let me look at it, because I came from a banking background, previously with Barnett Bank. And so I looked at the market and the industry, studied a little, decided I would take the exam, and became a mortgage broker. But then in that capacity as a broker, I found I would have more reach as a lender and also more if I own my own company. And at that time, I said, well, I could build a better mousetrap. So I started Affordable Lending Source, which goal was not to put people in products just to put them in houses, but put them in the best product to ensure that they could sustain their homes, because I found out that many of the products out there and much of the home education and knowledge, the home buyer didn't know. They just wanted to achieve that one goal, which was get into the home. I wanted to match the person with the best product so they could stay in the home. And that is how I developed Affordable Lending Source. And Affordable Lending Source was a wonderful opportunity for me not only to grow in learning the community and the community needs and the housing needs in our community, but also to develop strong resources and partners as well as colleagues in the housing and lending industry. And then, of course, we had the housing market bubble burst. And as the housing market bubble burst, the realization came that everybody didn't have the same mantra as I did. They put people in homes that they couldn't afford, and they put them in products that weren't the best products for them. And, of course, in 2000, the dot-com bubble burst, and then that destroyed about $6.2 trillion in household wealth over the next 2 years. And then 5 years later, the housing market crashed. From 2007 to 2009, and the value of real estate owned by U.S. households fell by nearly the same amount, $6 trillion. And that is when Affordable Lending Source and my – I was speaking with my colleague who at the time was a community development officer, and he had an idea about let's do something about this and let's start a not-for-profit. And I was resistant because the word not-for-profit, you know, that didn't go along with my entrepreneurship spirit, not-for-profit. So as he pulled me along, kicking and screaming the whole way. But, and I had no knowledge of not-for-profit, but, of course, through his mentorship and studying and then advocating and bringing on a wonderful executive director, we were able to establish Wealth Watchers Incorporated and assist our homeowners who we help and homeowners who other lenders, builders, realtors help to move into homes to maintain and sustain their homes. And that's what we've been doing thus far. And that's how I ended at Wealth Watchers, where I am today.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit about that path and that journey. And for our listeners, one of the interesting things about Wealth Watchers, and so here it is, as Nikki has kind of given you a little bit of history. You know, first she's into mortgage lending, certainly helping people get into affordable homes. There was the bubble burst, and so we had to look at things a little bit differently, and so they started the not-for-profit in order to address issues that people were having in the housing market now, being able to, you know, keep their homes and then affording, different types of homes, maybe with different types of conditions. And so they started this organization. Now, this organization is totally focused on helping everyone who wants to improve their lives, you know, with better housing, et cetera, but particularly people in our minority communities. And what's unique about Wealth Watchers is that they not only talk the talk, but they walk the walk. So this is an organization that's of what size, Nikki? How many people have you all employed in your organization?
How many? Right now we have about active full-time employees. We have about 13.
They have 13, and at one time it was much higher than that. But all of these are African-American employees. So this is a true African-American organization that's succeeding in the Jacksonville and other markets. And I think that's very commendable, and it says a lot to the leadership there of that executive director, Nikki, and her team. So I want to thank you all for doing such a fabulous job and representing the African-American community so well. And my next question is this, before we go to the commercial. Does your company, does Wealth Watchers help the community where it's located? And if so, share with us the types of things and ways in which it does.
Jackie, Wealth Watchers, just to speak a little bit about it, and as far as and it, as well as its growth, Wealth Watchers, we believe in expanding and contracting and staff. We've had as high as 30 in our employee and as small as 5 because we grow to fit not only the market but also our needs of our community. And sometimes being smaller makes us more mobile. As a not-for-profit community development corporation, we are committed to building strong and vibrant communities. And we believe it can be done through home ownership, economic development, and neighborhood revitalization. We're a nonprofit leader. We believe that we are a leader because we create sustainable home ownership opportunities for low and moderate income families, which are typically African American minorities. And we believe in doing this by developing affordable housing, providing first time home buyer education and counseling, and making loans to qualified buyers. We work very closely with our African-American community and multicultural residents and business groups within Jacksonville and the surrounding counties. We're actually, because we can be mobile, we're located throughout the state of Florida for some of our initiatives, which is, for example, Fannie Mae Mortgage Help Network. That is throughout the state of Florida. We are the Fannie Mae Mortgage Help Network for the state of Florida. We recently became chartered as a NeighborWorks organization. We have a reach that is with our partners in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. We make sure that we do programs and outreach with our faith-based community, with our educational community, the college community, and the medical community. We stay engaged in not only what's happening on our local sector politically, but statewide and nationally.
Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate your sharing that information with us, and I think that's really important. And for anyone who needs to get in contact with Nikki or might have further questions, go ahead and tell our listening audience how they can get in touch with you.
You can reach via email at info@wealthwatchersfl.com, and that's info, I-N-F-O, at wealthwatchersfl.com. Or you can call us at 904-265-4736. Or visit our website at www.wealthwatchersfl.com.
Great. Well, that's how you can get in touch with Nikki. We're going to go to a brief commercial, and when we come back, we'll have more conversation with Nikki Terry with Wealth Watchers, and we're going to get into hearing Nikki talk about some things that are common to all entrepreneurs everywhere. She's going to share what's her best hiring tip or her best hiring secret, how she uses social media, and we'll talk about some of her favorite resources, all to come when we get right back.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714 714- 855-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young Black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, and we are back, and we are talking with Nikki Terry with the Wealth Watchers organization. And Nikki's been sharing with us a lot of information about her current position at Wealth Watchers and the programs that they have. And I do encourage, and I see we've got a lot of people who joined us now, and we're all over the country. But in case you're wondering whether or not the programs that Wealth Watchers offers can benefit either you or your clients, be sure just to give her a call at area code 904-265-4736. And even sometimes as entrepreneurs, we may be experiencing challenge staying in our own homes, getting through a lull period, for example. There are programs out there that can help us as entrepreneurs maintain, again, our livelihood when it comes to the housing market. So, again, be sure to give her a call, 904-265-4736. Nikki, we really appreciate your time on the show. We only have a short amount of time left, but we wanted to get into some questions that, again, are common to entrepreneurs. And the first one is you mentioned how your organization grows, it contracts, but you have had to hire people in order to, again, help the organization grow, be sustainable, and be successful. So share with our listening audience what your best hiring tip or your best secret is. And while you're getting ready to answer that, may I also say to those that are listening out there on the line, be sure to press 1 on your telephone to raise your hand, and I'll acknowledge and give you an opportunity to ask the question should you have one of our guests. But thank you, Nikki. What's your best hiring tip or your best hiring secret?
Well, I think what I've learned over time, and it is a learning process, unless you're a professional recruiter, it is a learning process as you're trying to bring talented and gifted team members into your organization. And I think our secret sauce that I've learned is create a filter, not a funnel. And by that, I mean identify candidates so they can become great team members, because they have to buy into your mission. And if it's, I found if they're just there for salary and benefits, and they, especially for small business owners, if they aren't buying into your mission, we're going to build a better mousetrap, we're going to recreate the wheel, then you're just pulling people along. And that's not what you want. You want people who come up with creativity and ideas. You're going to be approached by candidates with high degrees of relevance to the position, but it's easier to achieve if you want to create a filter rather than a simple funnel. And that starts with your job description. I start with that. I used to start with, we need highly motivated, self-starter. Now I try to tell a story with my position posting and who we are as a team, and to see if, you know, that speaks to a person. And the team is small enough where, you know, we can speak in one voice, and if that person wants a permanent home and position with us and want to become a part of that team. And I think that's my secret sauce. I tell the story in the job description.
good advice. I never really heard that perspective before. Thank you for sharing that. And others might want to comment on that as well. But we do have one caller who's on the line whose hand is raised, and we're going to give her an opportunity to ask her question. And the last four numbers of your phone number is 4615. So go ahead, caller. You are live.
Good morning, Ms. Nikki. This is Tamekia Daniels with Key to Know Property Management.
Good morning.
Good morning. My question is, I understand you help clients get into new mortgages, but what exactly are your services geared around with existing homeowners? Do you assist with modifications, or how would you help someone that's in a reverse mortgage or kids that are helping their parents? Like, what services do you provide for existing homeowners?
For existing homeowners, we offer first and foremost budget and credit counseling. We find key to finding out what actually role we need to take, because based on budget and credit counseling, if the home is not affordable for you, then we assist with modifications. And in that capacity, we assist as far as either seeking to lower your payment, lower your interest rate, extend your terms to make that payment more affordable to you, identify modification programs and products that are available to you, identify products that are available to you, not only federal products, but also statewide products through the modification process. We also, for those homeowners who don't want to be remain in their home, assist them with graceful exits from the property, and that might be a deed in lieu to deed in lease, thing in that they may want to remain in the property for a period of time because they may have children in school or work transferring, and they want to no longer be responsible for the mortgage and upkeep of the property but still want to remain in the property, or deed in lieu with relocation assistance through the particular servicer who's offering that, or through the investor who's offering it, Fannie or Freddie Mac.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you ever refer to agents for short sales, to do short sales?
Well, we do with our Fannie Mae program. As far as short sales, that's part of the graceful exit, deed in lieu, deed in lease, mm-hmm. and short sales. Our investor program with Fannie Mae do accept all of those for graceful exit. And mm-hmm. short sales, we will refer our clients typically when they come to us for assistance. If they do not have a real estate agent, we refer them to realtors who are on the, for us in North Florida, Northeast Florida Association of Realtors site, refer them to them. We don't do direct referrals typically unless that agent has been through one of our network partners, meaning they've gone through our modification or graceful exit training so that they understand the process that Fannie Mae takes for short sales, and we refer those. We actually have over 1,200 clients a month who are seeking assistance through our Fannie Mae network. And over that 1,200, they're either seeking a modification or a graceful exit short sale.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you so much. That pretty much answers the questions that I had for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tanika. We've only got a few short minutes before we... Well, 60 seconds, in fact. So, Nikki, we're going to have you back on the show again. There were so many things that we did get an opportunity to cover. But I do want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank all of you for listening. And we'll have Nikki Terry back on our show again to cover some other great topics that we didn't give a chance to get to today. So I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. We're looking forward to a prosperous 2016. And tune in next week for Blog Talk Radio.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.